everybody, and welcome to Code Talks again, one more week. I am your host, Rodrigo, and here we are in a very special episode to talk about, finally, it finally came. The Music of the Spheres World Tour began last Friday, a week ago, on Costa Rica. And today we're going to have a very nice and very special episode made entirely from people who were actually there, who watched sometimes the both concerts we had in Costa Rica. We had two nights there, two concerts there. And I'm just so excited. So many things happened this week. So many new things like the alien masks and helmets and the beautiful, the Angelina puppet, which divided some opinions. So many things happened in this tour. Coloratura happened. And then, like, it wasn't the first night, and then it wasn't on the second one. And then we had, like, that we won Coloratura on movement on Twitter. Phil answered us, which was very nice. And I want to say, like, well, if you're not aware of everything that happened on Twitter, basically, Chris Martin said in a radio interview that they were not sure about keeping Coloratura into the set list of the concert because of its size. It's a very big song, and it's a very different song from the rest of the set list. But it, in my personal opinion, it doesn't make it, like, non... it doesn't make it a bad choice for it to be in the set list. But, well, Chris Martin said that, and I understand why he said that. I truly do. But at the same time, it's a song that is so loved by the fans, and it is from same era, the Music of the Spheres era. So, I mean, it got some of us very confused and very worried, because we want to see that live. We want to have the experience of seeing this song live, and we have the right for that. And, well, then we made a hashtag, something like, we want Coloratura or bring back Coloratura. Some people were very rude to Coldplay because of that. That was not nice, but it was not the vast majority of it. But in the end, Phil Harvey himself checked on Twitter and then saw that we want Coloratura. And then in a concert that happened actually yesterday, like from the day that I'm recording these on March 22nd, it came. Like, they played a shorter version of Coloratura, which I have not checked. I don't know what that was. I'm very curious actually to check on that. And if you have checked on that, if you know what I'm talking about, I'm going to leave a box here of a question here for you to answer. What did you think about the new version of Coloratura? But, well, in the end, like, my considerations of everything that happened this week is we have a very nice tour in front of us. I mean, the helmets thing on where the part of the concert where they play with alien helmets and alien masks. Well, it is a surprise for me. It was a surprise for me, I need to say. When I first saw that, I got a bit shocked. Like, what is Coldplay doing? What the hell is happening? And the puppet thing has not clicked for me. The helmets things is... I'm beginning to think this is very nice. I love to see, like, Chris Martin's moves. And the way that the band has different instruments that from what they usually play, I like that. I mean, I think it's nice that they're making new stuff. Only the puppet thing on Beautiful, and the fact that Beautiful is the closer, I don't see that song as a closer. The same way I didn't see If a Teardrop Is a Waterfall as a concert closer some years ago. And then, like, I started seeing it as a very nice closer through the time, so with the passing of time. So only time would tell, in my opinion. I'm not very happy with that for now, but I mean, time will act. But at the same time that I think all those opinions are very nice, I mean, I haven't actually experienced the concert. You know, I have Full of Dreams tour, and even the I Have Full of Dreams song, Actually, for me, the whole album was made to be performed live. When I saw the concert of the album of A Head Full of Dreams, it clicked for me. It was a whole new, different thing for me. So, yeah, I think that we don't even have a week of this tour. We complete a week of tour tomorrow on Friday. So, I mean, there are lots of things to happen. We don't have a final set list. And in this case, I don't even think we'll ever have like a final and definitive set list. So, I mean, take a deep breath, everyone. Let's calm down. I know it is difficult. I was one of those people who freaked out on Twitter when I saw the thing that they were not going to play Coloratura live. I was one of those. But now, let's just wait. Let's just wait and see what the guys are planning for us. And well, that's basically it. Before we actually begin today's episode and listen to people who are actually there, I want to just give you guys some quick reminders. If you like the podcast and want to support the show, please consider following us or liking the podcast and the platform that you're listening to right now. And if you really support us and want to help me and the whole crew of the podcast, which is only me and Luis, financially, please consider buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/CodeTalksPod. Also follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram as CodeTalksPod, P-O-D in the end. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it. Let's go. I think this is going to be very nice. I hope you like the comments that we have from lots of people. Some people who were actually previous guests on the podcast. So pay attention on what we're going to have right now. And yeah, let's go. The first person we have here today is Daniela. She has been to both concerts, and here's what she had to say.
Hello, Rodrigo. Greetings from Costa Rica. Thank you so, so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this amazing experience. For so long, I was waiting to go to a Coldplay concert, and it finally happened, and I can't believe it. It's Monday, and I don't know, I'm still feeling a lot of things. I feel so sad, but at the same time, I feel so happy. It was amazing, both of the set lists. Oh my God, was amazing. I feel so happy and so grateful because I heard a lot of my favorite songs, and oh my God, I'm gonna cry, sorry. But it was amazing. I feel so, so happy. Everything was worth it. The song, the lines, people pushing, the fights, everything. It was amazing. I can't believe that I saw them, and now it's so difficult to process because I'm still feeling like I'm dreaming, and like this weekend was a dream. It was a dream that didn't happen, and now I'm living like stuck between reality and dreams because it's amazing. I don't know when they start. Friday, I was dying, to be honest. I was having a lot of pain, back pain and my knee. The week before the concert, I hurt my knee really bad, and I was so worried for that. And for me, it was so difficult during the show from her and Mishkat. I was suffering, but when they entered the stage, and oh my God, I'm gonna cry when they enter the stage, and they start singing Higher Power, and they start greeting everybody. It was, oh my God, it was such a special moment, and I will never forget that, and the feeling, the happiness that I felt, it was so, so nice. And when they sang Charlie Brown, oh my God, I feel so, so happy. I cried, I jumped, I sing, oh my God, it was everything, and it was so difficult for me because I was having trouble to breathe. I was like, oh my God, or I need to sing, or I need to breathe, or I need to cry. I can do it, the three at the same time. So thank God I brought my note to both of the concerts because I was dying. I was having some issues to breathe there, and yeah, it was amazing as well. Yellow, oh my god, Yellow was such a special moment. Was amazing. Fix You, Corachera, when they sang, oh my god, I was on the floor crying and screaming, and it was amazing. I was so happy, and I thought that probably I'm not gonna cry on Saturday. I already saw them on Friday, so yeah, gonna be fine. But no, I think that I cried even more on Saturday, probably because I knew that it was so special, and I was crying and jumping and crying. I think that I can resume my experience in crying, singing and screaming. And yeah, I don't know, I wish I could have like more time to talk about, and right now that is like the only thing that I want to do, talk about my concerts and that's it. So thank you so much for giving us this space. And just to finish, when they sang Patriotica Costarricense, it was such a special moment, because I remember that in Argentina, in the Head Full of Dreams tour, they sang Música Ligera. I don't know, I don't think that they're gonna sing something like that here, because we don't have like such an iconic group or something like that. And when Chris started singing the Patriotica, it was such a special moment. So yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, that was emotional. That was quite emotional. that feeling of going to your first Coldplay concert, which I don't know if Coldplay is Daniela's favorite band, but it sounds like it is. And I don't know, that's such a special and unique feeling. I got real sad when she said about her back pain and her knee and those kind of things, but it sounded like she let that go in the beginning of the concert. And I remember a colleague of mine had that said that he had something similar in a concert from the Viva era. From the Viva era, that he was kind of like sneezing, and he had a cold, something like that. And when the concert started, he just felt nothing. So I mean, Coldplay has healing, very strong healing powers. They should put in a bottle and sell it. I guess they would make a whole more money than on music for sure. Well, we have another guest now, which is someone that you already know from Code Talks and not from Code Talks as well. This is Jimmy Dushku on his 93rd Coldplay concert.
I was lucky enough to be able to go to the opening shows of the Music of the Spheres World Tour. And a few things stood out to me when I think back to it. One was just how happy the band were to be back on tour. The first night Chris came out and thank the audience for giving him their jobs back. And it was interesting because it was the first time in a long time that I had no idea what was gonna happen. Over the last year, I've seen them perform here and there a few times, and it still didn't feel like, it didn't feel like the old feelings I would get from seeing Coldplay. So every time I'd go to one of the shows on a big tour, or even the small tours, there was just this level of, I'm entering this other world where nothing else really matters in the world for a few hours, and I can dance and sing. But the last year, the shows, they kind of felt like, well, we're in a pandemic. There's a lot of bad things happening in the world, but this is kind of happening too. But this was the first time since 2019 where I felt like I was in a different world again. And that happiness that the shows bring me is 100% back. It just brought back so many good memories from old times of doing this. So I was really appreciative of that. And then, you know, I did some things differently. I didn't really want to get into the middle of the crowd. And so I kind of hung back, and I took my mom with me to the show, and we were just dancing like a little bit outside of the crowd. And I had such a good time. I realized like thankfully I've had the good fortune of being able to be in the front of the line and in the front of the shows for so many times that I kind of enjoy just being in the back and being able to dance to myself, because it's hard to dance when you're in the front, especially I was wearing one of my custom jackets that I make. I'm always worried about things getting damaged. And also the thing about this tour is it feels a little bit like a Head Full of Dreams tour, where I felt like there was no bad seats in the stadiums. And I think it's like that because no matter where you're at, you're going to get a different experience. Not any less, but just different. So it doesn't matter if you're in the back of the crowd or at the top of the stadium, there's something to appreciate and enjoy from everywhere. They've, again, connected the crowd, which I thought was amazing. And also, you know, the new sustainability efforts to see them in person and see Chris's dad actually pedaling. The first night, caught up with Chris's dad a little bit, talked about some of the plans on the tour and how this one is going to compare to all the other ones in the past, and also how long we've both been going to shows. And he told me he has not seen them as many times as I have. And I was like, well, you probably have things to do, as I don't. But it was cool to see all of the things that we've heard about actually put into use, and the energy floors and the bicycles and everything. Ultimately, I think not to say they were ever gone, but they're definitely back and they're only getting better. So I can't wait to see how this tour progresses, because I think the next few years are going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to meet more amazing people. One of the things that we got to do after the show was, or actually before the show too, my mom and I made friends with a couple of guys, Leo and Robert, down in Costa Rica. And after the show, we went over and waited out traffic at their place and met all their friends. And so I've been in touch with these people now, and I have all these new friends because of this trip. And that's one of the things that I always look forward to, is meeting new people and making new friends and just seeing how different people from different parts of the world are the same, and what we have in common and what we can teach each other. That's probably one of the most fun parts for me of going around the world and seeing Coldplay.
Jimmy, I am sure that you have seen more Coldplay concerts than Mr. Anthony, Chris's father. I am pretty sure about that. But well, that being said, what a cool experience. What a cool vibe. To go to other fans' like houses and meet new people just because you went to a concert. I mean, this is such a nice environment. You know what I'm talking about? Like, this is such a nice thing to do. I mean, this is kind of dangerous, guys. Don't go out late in a country that is not yours, going to random people's houses. But at the same time, I mean, I think each and every one of us, like, that we are part of a Coldplay community and a Coldplay fandom online, in this case on Twitter, but anywhere in the world, I think one of everybody's dreams is to watch, like, a Coldplay concert in a country that is not yours and be able to actually meet those people. I remember Reese talking and tweeting about this, talking here on the podcast and tweeting online about the fact that he's very excited to go to the Music of the Spheres tour and another Coldplay concert and those kind of things, but he's also even more excited to meet those new people, to meet his friends in person, like finally in like realizing those people are actual people. So, I mean, I can't wait to have the opportunity of meeting everyone. And the friends that we do on concert lines and those kind of things, this lasts forever. I mean, this is something. We share such an intimate moment and such a private and important moment for each of us that this is a mark. I mean, this can be something so important in someone's life. So if you're going to a Coldplay concert, and based on what Jimmy had said, like, he said a lot of things, but I'm going to stick with that. If you have the opportunity to, like, go to the line early, or even not, like, the day before, but maybe a bit earlier than the actual time of the concert, like, go and do that, because you're going to meet so many wonderful people that I'm sure that you're not saying they're all Coldplay fans that are the same, and they are like all amazing, because I don't know all of them. We're lots of people. Thanks God, we're lots of people. But this experience will be so unique. And I'm sure that when you remember Coldplay's concert in your city, in your town, in your country, you're also going to remember those people. So yeah, take that into consideration, because this is good. This is a very interesting and big part of a Coldplay concert. Okay, moving on. We have Melissa. She has been on the first concert of the tour, and let's listen to what she has to say.
Hello, my name is Melissa. I am from Costa Rica. I feel very happy sharing my experience about the first Coldplay concert in the world tour, Music of the Spheres. That was very incredible. I found two tickets for different dates. I never get them in the official sale in my country. As a result of this, I bought a ticket to go to Berlin to watch Music of the Spheres concert in Germany. But in my hair, I was feeling beats, and they said me, go, go, don't ever get up. And a friend gave me the opportunity to buy them. During the first concert, I saw a lot of fans waiting for the show. People selling a lot of merch, like t-shirts, cap, hoodies, hairbands, and long lines to enter the stadium. We were in shock with Chris and all the rest of the members of the band comes to the stage. Everybody were shouting and crying. It's like a dream. We are a little country, but with a lot of fans waiting for this magic moment. Tears, confetti, fireworks, and heartbeats feeling the same energy and love. A special moment for me was listening to Patriotica song from Costa Rica. Was very unexpected. Or Vamos a hacer el desmadre. I never forget them. If you have the chance, please go. Don't lose it. If you want to cry, do it. If you want to dance, do it. Coldplay is the best band in the world. And I send you a big hug and enjoy the concert, please. So.
Well, another comment about someone saying that Coldplay concert feel like a dream. I think every artist that you see live, which is one of your favorites, feels like a dream. But I guess Coldplay plan and program the entire concert to feel like a dream because of the way that the lights are put on and the way that the stage is set, the visuals, everything is kind of surreal, especially on this tour that we're talking about like aliens and those kind of things. Sometimes we question our existence in this kind of concert. So yeah, I mean, it feels like a dream naturally because it's one of your favorite artists right in front of you, but also because they make it feel like a dream intentionally. Also, something that I feel that like it's worth mentioning, it's worth commenting, is that she said some in the moment that, oh, but this is such a small country, and I thought that Coldplay would never play here. Other people commented this on further audios that we're going to listen in the future. The truth is that if you have an arena, if you have a stadium, Coldplay is 100% likely to go to your concert, to go to your country. That's for sure. I mean, I guess like their biggest achievement is to bring their music to the biggest number of places ever. So I'm pretty sure that's not a problem for Coldplay. It's not even something that they're going to consider, like how big is your country and how many concerts they're actually going to do there, because they sold out. Like if the problem is that your country is not big enough in your country, like in Costa Rica, they sold out two entire concerts. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're not worried about that. And they're not worried because it was a very nice concert. So, I mean, they shouldn't worry. But yeah, that was Melissa. Melissa, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. And talking about sharing stories, we now have Steven, also from Costa Rica.
Hello, everyone at Cult Talks. My name is Steven. I am from Coronado, Costa Rica, and I was at the first night of the Coldplay show in San Jose, and I would like to share with you some highlights of this show. To begin with, I would like to tell you that we are a very small country with a small population, which makes selling out a national stadium a very difficult challenge. We have had great artists like Metallica, Lady Gaga, Paul McCartney, Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, among many others. But actually, Coldplay was the first band to sell out all the tickets for two different concerts, and this within an hour of having released the tickets to the public. Something remarkable is that it is also the first massive concert in the country since COVID pandemic started, and our government has remained very strict with the COVID regulations. So it can be said that the Coldplay shows marks the return of normality here in Costa Rica. On the other hand, I would like to tell you how beautiful the atmosphere was all day. Costa Rica is 2 weeks away from the presidential elections, which means that there is a lot of polarization between the people. However, this weekend, there was an atmosphere of unity. My friends and I arrived at 7 in the morning to line up, where we met a group of Honduran girls. And as the day went by, we were making friends from different parts of Costa Rica and the rest of Central America. Now, it is the first time that we have this band coming to our country. And you know that no matter how much you have seen the live albums or concerts on YouTube, it cannot be compared with the experience of being present at a live show. The lights, the lasers, the screens, the silo bands, the sound, the charisma of the band, everything was just perfect. We really enjoyed an unforgettable night. And finally, the setlist was a total surprise, being the first show of the tour. That allowed us to live every moment without spoilers, without knowing what was going to happen next. I would describe this new show as a journey, where you adventure through different stages with different emotions. Definitely, the person who enters to higher power is not the person who leaves after beautiful. Honestly, if there's one tour you cannot miss, is Music of the Spheres. The only thing that I can regret is not having bought a ticket for the second night.
Well, again, selling out a national stadium is difficult. Congrats, you did it twice. Also, how nice it was that a Coldplay concert marked the return of at least a more regular and normal life in Costa Rica, because that's the moment we're all been waiting for since 2020, isn't it? But actually, there is something that clicked so much for me and got me actually very emotional in Stephen's speech. That is, he said that they're close to the elections there in Costa Rica, and this concert was a period of like a whole day where they forgot about polarization and those kind of things to just be there in a concert. And I just couldn't not connect to Brazil's reality, because our concerts, Rock in Rio in September, we are probably going to have some of concerts in October as well, and our election month this year is on October. So, I mean, it's so nice to see that music actually brings people together, even though I'm getting emotional, like, even though just for a night or for the entire period of a day. And I feel so glad to be part of a band that actually preaches that. This is not just because of the concert. Everything in the concert is thought to give people a moment of togetherness and kindness and forgetting about polarities and those kind of things. I mean, it's strange to talk about that, at least in a Brazilian perspective, because when we usually say about forgetting about polarities, it's forgetting about that there is a part of the people of the world who doesn't want other people just like to exist or something like that. But I don't want to enter this territory. But still, I'm very happy that Coldplay is the reason for that in your country. And I hope that when they come to my country and they come to all other countries, because polarization is something that threatens the entire world. So I hope that when this happens when they come to your country and they come to my country, they leave a mark about like togetherness and non-polarization and those kind of things, because this is life-changing, guys. I remember when I first got out of the Half Full of Dreams concert, which was my first concert, I have the feeling that, I mean, this fade out with time, unfortunately, but I honestly had the feeling of being capable of change and being capable of bringing something different into the world. Not changing the world, not saving the world from itself, you know, that's not what I'm talking about, but I got out of the stadium with the feeling that small things were done in that night and I could keep those small changes for the rest of my life. And it's kind of something very weird. If you haven't attended a Coldplay concert, I really hope that you're understanding me, because this is something very specific. But yeah, I feel so glad that this is happening again, and the boys have their job back, and I feel so nice that their job is actually doing all of this. I feel so glad. Well, our last guest for tonight is Ian. He also is from Costa Rica, and he's also attended the Coldplay concerts. And let's see what he has to say.
Hello, Cold Talks fans. My name is Ian. I want to share with you a little bit of my experience in the first two Music of the Spheres concert that Coldplay had here in Costa Rica last weekend. Well, guys, what can I tell you? It was the best experience of my life. I've been waiting for Coldplay to do a concert here in Costa Rica since I was 14 years old, actually, and that was in 2014. As you guys can tell, I've been waiting for this experience from a long time ago, and being able to see them live was just amazing. They had an amazing set list. I remember losing my mind as soon as Higher Power started to play. As soon as Coldplay were on the stage, I lost my mind. I completely lost my mind. I have videos. I record a little bit of the concert. I have videos, and I was looking for them actually today. And I just can hear me screaming the songs because, well, I was singing with my soul, with my heart. So I was screaming the songs. I was not singing. I was screaming. The first concert was amazing. Amazing set list. I was very, very lucky to hear a Coloratura live. I've seen a lot of controversy right there on Twitter about the Coloratura song. I really, really hope that you guys can experience Coloratura live, because it is an amazing, amazing song. I really love it. I actually learned how to play that in piano because I really have a lot of love for that song. And the best experience in the second concert, guys, that I can share with you is that I was able to see Coldplay in front of my eyes. I was able to touch them. I was able to touch Chris, Guy, John, and Will, because when they were going to the C stage, they passed just in front of me. And you can just imagine how happy I was, how excited I was. And it was the highlight of that night, the second concert. I was able to touch the four member of Coldplay, and that just made my life. So it was just amazing. I'm still happy. I'm smiling right now just to remember. I recorded that a moment in which I was able to touch them, and I will treasure that moment forever. It's always going to be with me, and I will always remember. Always when I listen to Coldplay from now on, I will remember the time that I was able to be just in front of Coldplay for at least a second. So yeah, that was a little bit of about my experience. I really, really wish you well, everyone listening right now. And I really, really hope that if you are going to attend one of the Coldplay concerts in this Music of the Spheres era, I really hope you guys have a great time. It's 100% sure that you are going to have a great time it's Coldplay. But yeah, I really, really hope that you guys can enjoy all your favorite songs as the same as I was able to do it, and really, really wish you well, everyone listening right now. So yep, that was me, Ian, and I wish you well, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay, something that I think I'll try not to do anymore in those kind of like big, huge concerts, it's actually filming it. Because, well, probably there is someone in the audience that is not as crazy as you are and and is going to have better videos, better footage of the concert. So, and it is the same concert that you attended. So, and yeah, this happened to me as well. Like, all my videos were just like so messy and so loud. And no, that's not for me anymore. Or even if I do film, I don't know, it's nice to have a footage on your own. But you know what I'm talking about, right? It's difficult to have something nice. Well, Ian mentioned the coloratura thing. I've already talked about that, but I would like to reinforce it here. Like, I understand why Coldplay is reluctant about playing Coloratura live, but I just think they need some time to notice that people go crazy on this song as well. Just in a different way. Well, let's see what happens. But, oh, I feel so happy for you all. Like, listening to these audios and listening to Michael seeing how close he was from the members of the band and touching them and being that intimate. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not just happy about the fact that he touched someone. It's just a touch, I guess. But at the same time, I mean, I understand the idea of intimacy that a concert brings, even though you're sharing that intimacy with like 50,000 people, 50,000 people, you know, I understand that this is a crazy feeling, but it's nice to see that you are having that specific moment with that band. And it's nice because, and it's something nice when we talk about Coldplay, because again, it is a concert, it is an intimate share of intimacy with 50,000 people. This is normal for concerts that huge. But again, Coldplay usually, like in the end of last tour and now in the beginning of this one, and now it seems that it's going to be something that it's appearing for a long time of this tour, they're making covers of typical songs of their countries, the country that they are visiting because of that tour. So, I mean, this enhances that sense of intimacy that it's so nice to have if your favorite artist or favorite band in this case. So, yeah, one more reason for us all to appreciate Coldplay. Not that we needed one more, but this is one more. Yeah, that was it. That was the first Nights of Music of the Spheres deep dived by the fans. I'm so honored and so glad. Again, I always say that, but I'm so honored to be a part of this project and to know all of you guys, to know everyone and to talk to everyone, and being able to connect with people from all over the world talking about my favorite band. I feel so privileged. I feel so privileged and so grateful. Oh, and this week we got to the mark of 2,000 plays on the podcast. And if you're listening to this, it means that you probably listen to other Code Talks episodes as well. So I have nothing but thank you to say to all of you. Next week we come back with the regular conversations here, but I had to make that pause and talk to people who attended this first concert. And yeah, if you're attending to a concert of Music of the Spheres tour, I hope that you have a nice experience. I hope that everything we sometimes cry about on Twitter, like set lists and those kind of things, are not your point, because even though sometimes we don't have the best set list or the best whatever, when we're looking at it from the outside, when we're there, I'm pretty sure that the guys make the best environment ever for a concert. And that's what I hope for you and for me and for everybody. that is going to a Coldplay concert on this tour. So that was it. Thank you very much. See you all next week. And that's it. Bye-bye. See you. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to Code Talks. This podcast is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Rodrigo Saminis. I also made the soundtrack of the show, which is original since season 2. Graphic design is made by Luis Eduardo Pinheiro. I ask you please to rate the podcast and follow us in the platform that you're listening to. It helps us a lot. Also, if you like Code Talks and want to support the show, please consider buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/CodeTalksPod to donate whatever you want. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CodeTalksPod, P-O-D. Thank you very much and see you next week.